Welcome to Office Hours from XXXChurch.com, where we answer your questions regarding sexuality, porn, sexual integrity, and more. Where nothing is off the table and all conversations are welcome. Now, here's your host, Carl Thomas.
Welcome to Office Hours by XXX Church. I'm your host, Carl Thomas. I'm a pastor, certified neurohealth coach, and a guy who frankly struggled with a lot of stuff we talk about here for over 20 years until I found freedom about a decade ago. In today's episode, we are going to be jumping in and answering this question. What does a sexually healthy person look like? That's what I'll be discussing today, so make sure you hang in there with me. Recognize that no questions are off the table, and I'm going to be as honest with my answers as I possibly can be, so don't get offended. Without any further delay, let's jump in. Okay, so this question came in to our Office Hours page. I'm married with two kids. I have about 4.5 years of sobriety. Recently, my wife told me that she struggles with being defensive to the point of anger whenever I propose being physically intimate. Since being sober, I've used her as my North Star to see what healthy sexuality looks like. However, after her sharing her struggle, I realized I have no idea what a sexually healthy me looks like. I go to therapy, but I'm wondering if you have any advice, articles, books to read. And in case you were wondering, I've read your book. Thank you. And have listened to every episode of this podcast. I'm thankful for all of it. God bless you, sir. So, first of all, hey, thanks for reading the book, and thanks for the kind words. But, a few things to talk about in this question, and I definitely have some links and books that I'm going to recommend, and I will include links to all that below. Your wife, you mentioned how your wife is very defensive when you propose being intimate. So, I would say, first of all, your wife probably needs to do some healing on her own. This is common with any woman who's been married to a guy who struggled with porn or infidelity. We all have damage, right? And the damage that was done to her was not her fault. She did not ask for it, right? But it was still there. And so she needs to heal from that damage. And if she hasn't healed from it, yeah, it's going to be really hard for her to kind of deal with some of the things like physical intimacy and stuff like that because she still has these flashbacks to who you were when you struggled with porn. So I would definitely recommend that she does some of her own healing, maybe some counseling. Have her check out livefreewives.org. That's our free community for spouses. All women that kind of are in the same boat, right? So that's the first thing. Second of all, I would say, before we get into the sexually healthy male question or sexually healthy individual question, how are you approaching her when it comes to being physically intimate? That's a big question. There's a good way to do it, and there's a bad way to do it. And, if you're just kind of demanding or not really embracing the whole process of intimacy, so, you know, verbal, physical, and when I say physical, I don't mean sexual touch, non-sexual touch, affirmations, these sorts of things that kind of bring you guys together, make you feel closer. If you're skipping all that and just trying to get right to the bedroom, that might send her over the edge a little bit, especially since I know in my case, when you struggle with porn or when I struggle with porn, sex was a very much communicated as almost an obligatory act. You know, it was one of these ideas of, hey, babe, we should have sex. And then if she didn't have sex, she knew I'd get angry, which was jacked up. But regardless, that could be a bit of a flashback for her, right? So how are you approaching sex with her? How are you talking to about sex with her? Great book I recommend is Sheila Gregoire's The Good Guy's Guide to Great Sex. I'll leave a link below, but I would definitely check that out. Now, as far as being sexually healthy, the easy answer is, well, look at the Bible and how are you exemplifying God's design for sex? So in other words, what I mean is, are you using sex as a tool to bring you guys closer together? Is it more than just the orgasm? Are you making sure that when you approach sex or have sex that both your needs or both of your pleasures are being kept in mind, right? It's not one-sided sex. It's not pressured sex. Again, not obligatory sex. You're doing things that both of you are comfortable with when you're in the bedroom having sex or talking about having sex. Neither of you feel ashamed or awkward or anything like that, right? It's a situation where basically you guys are coming together raw, without defense, just completely transparent and embracing each other and enjoying the time together. if you're approaching sex in that way, that's a very healthy response. If you're approaching sex in a way of, well, it's just something I need to get my rocks off, that's an unhealthy approach, right? Now, as far as other things, there's a lot of other things that go along with being a sexually healthy man, and many of these things aren't sex-related at all, but they're just things that come along with it. A guy I know, Andrew Bauman, he's a therapist, wrote a few books. I'll leave a link to the one below that I think is most fitting for this conversation, and I'm also going to leave a link to an article that he wrote about being a sexually healthy man. This is kind of his wheelhouse, but he has some great thoughts on what a sexually healthy individual looks like, specifically a sexually healthy man. Some of those things include being emotionally present, being authentic, being in some sort of community, being grounded in reality, not fantasy, being humble, being mature, right? So emotionally mature, honoring and not objectifying, making sure that there's a mutual consideration with your spouse when, again, I've already covered that when it comes to sexual pleasure, being kind and patient, being strong, and I would also say, in many ways, most importantly, being unashamed. So those are all characteristics that he talks about, and again, he goes into much more detail in his blog posts and his book. So I'll leave a link to that below. Check those things out, and I believe that you will have some very good answers and guidance in terms of what it looks like to be a sexually healthy individual. And again, have your wife check out livefreewives.org. That's all I got for you today. Hope that helps. If you have a question for me that you want answered in an upcoming Office Hours episode, go to xxxchurch.com/office-hours. Submit your question there, and I will answer it in the coming weeks or months. That's about it. Have a great weekend.
Thanks for joining us for this week's Office Hours. Have questions you need answered? Submit them at xxxchurch.com/office-hours, and then tune in next week to hear what we got to say. Until then,